These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
New legislation aims to put an end to small and large-scale illegal dumping using drones, dash cam and body cam footage. The pandemic has seen a sharp increase in illegal dumping, with many beauty spots and remote areas being targeted. All sounds very positive, but are there still issues around GDPR and surveillance that need to be addressed? Well, I'm joined now by Labour Senator and Party spokesperson on Defence, Sport and Tourism, Mark Wall, and by the Executive Director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, Liam Herrick. Good morning and welcome to you both. Now, maybe Mark, you would be a fan of these new measures. Explain the extent of the problem and how these might help.
A fan to the extent that we need them introduced, Pat, good morning to you and to your listeners, that we need them introduced to prevent the wide-scale dumping, and in particular what I would call industrial dumping that's happening throughout Ireland at the moment. I've been previously on your show, Pat, and since being on that show, I've been contacted by almost every county in Ireland that this is a problem that they're...
Yeah, we may have lost you there, but we'll see if we can get you back. Mark? Okay, we'll park Mark, if you don't mind, and I'll go to Liam Herrick and we'll come back to Mark. We'll talk generally about the situation that drones, dash cam, body cam footage might be introduced. Do you have a problem with that, Liam?
Good morning, Pat. Well, Pat, the short answer, I suppose, is that in principle it can be done. Drones are in fairly wide usage in Ireland by the state, by individual people and for commercial reasons. There's probably a question mark if all the drones currently in usage are actually lawfully being used, because anybody that's flying a drone over 15 metres in height should be registered by the aviation authorities, and I'm not sure that that's happening. But there clearly is a case of a social problem here that needs to be addressed. The use of drones requires that it must have a lawful basis. So if the intention is to introduce legislation, that's a first step. But we also then need to assess whether drones are necessary to achieve what's being aimed at here, and whether the use is proportionate, and then it's properly regulated. So we have clear use rules about the control of the drones, about the retention of the information, about its potential sharing, and so on. So the short answer is, it's possible to do this lawfully, but it needs to be very focused and very proportionate. So, for example, with things like air-sea rescues, for example, there's a real case at the moment that there are certain things drones can do that nobody else can do, and there's a clear purpose being served. That might also be the case with forest fires in uninhabited areas. Mm-hmm. It may be the case about some rural dumping as well. So we wouldn't rule it out. But of course, on the other end of the spectrum, there are significant dangers here about surveillance, invasion of privacy. And I think more generally, I think there is a legitimate concern in society about the increasing use of surveillance tools more generally. Now, this use is clearly a reasonable and legitimate use, but we need to make sure it's not going to be used for other purposes as well, and that there's not unintended consequences.
Okay. We'll come back to you then in a moment, Liam, because Mark is back, Labour Senator Mark Wall. Mark, you might outline to us the actual costs involved for councils trying to clean up after these fly-tippers.
Yes, sorry about that, Pat. Yeah, the costs which we introduced in our own bill or are mentioned in our own bill are close to 90 million per year throughout our 31 local authorities, which weren't contested by the government at the particular time. So that's what's happening, throughout the state at the moment, that there's a cost, and some counties are spending up to 3 million on cleanup costs in relation to illegal dumping. And what we're trying to target through our bill is those serial dumpers, Pat, that, as you said in your introduction, are targeting our beauty spots. in particular, our bogs are being targeted here in the Midlands, in fairness. An awful lot of dumping. I know that's happening throughout Ireland as well. So that's the issues that we have in relation to the cost of this dumping and the fact that, you know, that the prosecutions are not available to local authorities at the moment. I get what is being said.
Yeah. What is the issue with the prosecution at the moment?
It is completely to be compliant, I suppose. And then the minister in his statement yesterday in introducing the bill stated that the bill would empower local authorities. And we have a problem in relation to GDPR compliance. I totally agree that we have to ensure that the data that's secured under these is secure. I think that's huge in relation to people's civil liberties and is only used for the prosecution of these offences. And I think that's something that we will be looking closely at when this bill is introduced. We've sought a briefing on this bill and we intend to look at it more closely, Pat. Mm.
Now, can you just outline for our listeners maybe how a drone would work in this situation where you've got someone, they're driving into a forest in a van and then lo and behold, there's a mattress and a sofa and a fridge somewhere, you know, in the ditch. How would a drone or indeed body cams or dash cams work in this situation?
Well, what we called for originally, Pat, was CCTV cameras, because what's happening at this point in relation to this is that people are actually
It doesn't matter what the surveillance method is. I mean, the idea of drones are very versatile. They can hover above a forest, for example, and spot where exactly the van might have gone, you know, along the tracks, and therefore then fly in close up, get a reg of a van, get evidence of someone doing the dumping. I mean, it's just a different and very versatile kind of surveillance, but the principle is the same. So the dash cam, the body cam, the drone, the CCTV, what has been the problem in councils using whatever surveillance they have at their disposal in getting convictions?
The problem has been, as I said the last day, Pat, is that there's no legal standing in relation to use of this. It is not GDPR compliant. The Data Protection Commissioner has stated that, you know, over a period of time going back a couple of years at this stage. And that's what needs to be addressed. That's what we introduced in our own bill. We need to ensure that the data is secured from these various drones, from these various cameras, etc., are data compliant. And that's what exactly we're looking for here. And that's what seems to be done.
Well, in fairness, you need to ensure, Pat, that
it is only used for the prosecution of the offence that is the illegal dumping. I think that's what we need to do. We need to ensure that any data is secured and is secured, and that has to be part of the bill as well, to ensure that any data that is received from these drones, from these CCTVs, is secured, and that needs to be emphasised in this bill and secured, as John says, in relation to this.
But suppose, for example, the drone... picks up something nefarious going on, like they think it's dumping, and then it turns out it's someone beating the lard out of his girlfriend or whatever. Could such footage be used for that criminal conviction, even though the drone was looking for litter?
Well, in our opinion, Pat, that needs to be teased out a little bit more. If it is something else, as you say, going on, that needs to be secured by, that needs to be emphasised and looked at from the Gardaí. But in relation to what we're looking for at the moment, we're looking to tackle this illegal dumping crisis that we have in the country. So that's what we're looking for through this bill. That's what the bill is stating at the moment.
I'm just thinking. I'll tease this out with Liam Herrick, Executive Director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. Liam, that question of you see something else using your drone, and the law is so constructed that you wouldn't object to it if there's some ring fencing of the evidence on litter, and that can only be used for a litter prosecution. But then the drone sees something else. What then?
Well, I think, Pat, you know, this maybe goes to the heart of the question about having a legitimate purpose and only going as far as is necessary. I mean, the first test really that's going to be here for local authorities is if they have particular areas that are a target for dumping, you know, is a CCTV camera sufficient? And if it is sufficient to achieve what they want to do, well, there isn't a justification for using something more invasive. But I think we need to sit back and think about, you know, the potential overuse or misuse here as well. Particularly at this time of year, people are sitting out in their gardens, and I think it gives a very vivid illustration of when you're enjoying the privacy in its purest sense of your home, the fact that a camera might be flying over your head, filming your property, filming you and your family, I think is exactly what we need to be cautious about, not just in terms of specific invasions of privacy, but about what this might potentially mean in the longer term about changing the relationship between the individual and their community and business and industry and the state. So that is, I suppose, the risk here. And the idea that there would be legislation giving clear rules for how local authorities can proceed and regulating it properly, I think is sensible, because the alternative is, and we've seen this over the last couple of years, there are technology companies that are developing new drone technology and other technology, aggressively selling it to public bodies. And very often we've had instances where local authorities, perhaps with the best will in the world, proceed with surveillance programs, drones, for example, to monitor people's COVID movements around the place is one, or facial recognition technology in schools is another one in recent years with no lawful basis, without really thinking about the potential invasions of privacy and surveillance that would follow on from them. So that's why you need law here. And I think it's sensible we're going ahead on that basis. But we need to be careful that we always choose the least invasive option available to achieve what we're trying to do. And in that case, drones may have some role here in more remote locations, but they mightn't be appropriate for other locations where CCTV or other methods might be adequate.
Yeah, you know, there's that whole question of you want the poor council official to go in and maybe challenge the person who's dumping the fridge out of the van. And the level of perhaps physical intimidation and potential violence is there. So the argument would be, if a drone can do this, get the evidence and then produce it in court, it may be save some council official from harm?
Well, I think there's a few hypotheses in that pass. I mean, you know, I think the more immediate choice is probably here between fixed CCTV cameras, either at locations where there is dumping or on the routes towards areas of dumping. For example, the Wicklow Mountains, for example, you know, large open areas where there might be targets.
You need to catch them at it. You know, the fact that you see the van going in one direction and then coming back, and then you look at a location and you see, oh, there's a sofa there. But you haven't got evidence of the person actually dumping the sofa. Any two-bit solicitor would get you off.
Yeah, but I mean, is the solution that we have drones covering every potential location on an ongoing basis and the consequences that that might have? I mean, I don't think that this is an all or nothing situation. It's about proportionality and it's about what is reasonable. We also need to think about cost, you know, and Mark referred to what the cost is to local authorities of cleaning up. But I mean, sometimes there's an inclination to go for the most expensive solution, first of all. And drones are not a cheap technology in all instances. They can be expensive too. Now, the benefit that we have here, I suppose, is that we can now learn from the experience of some of our neighbours on this. And we see good practice and bad practice. Certainly in the UK, we have an example of a country that uses more surveillance technology than pretty much any other country in the world. It's been huge costs and it's really had a detrimental impact on privacy. But in the European Union, we're seeing stronger protections, quality controls and regulations coming in. They're not just about privacy, they're also about air safety, for example, as well. Drones do pose a hazard in that respect. So, look, we're not doing this alone, and there is European law developing. I think that local authorities have learned from the mistakes of the last couple of years where they've introduced surveillance in an unregulated way. They're now trying to do it in a sensible and balanced way, in a way that we can tease through all the issues in the legislative process. And I think that that's sensible. So I think if we approach this in a balanced way, not shunning the benefits of technology, but also being mindful of the dangers, I think we can reach really practical solutions to this problem.
All right. OK, we'll leave it there. Labour Senator Mark Wall was speaking to us. He's the spokesperson on defence, sport and tourism. And that last voice there was that of Liam Herrick, Executive Director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.